All right, it is Monday morning, 8:39. We all know by now all too well the risks of smoking, but there are a lot of other options out there that carry some very serious health risks, too, that maybe we don't talk enough about. Our next guest is a health policy consultant based in Washington, D.C. He says the FDA needs to come clean about the real risks of smokeless tobacco. Scott Ballen is on the line with us right now. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. When we talk about smokeless tobacco, what are we talking about?
We're talking about tobacco that is not burned and also can be treated to take some of the toxins out of it, even at the agricultural stage and the processing stage. We're talking about products that are 90 to 95% lower in risk than the deadly toxic cigarette. People don't realize that it's not necessarily the tobacco that causes most of the harm. It's what you do with it. When you light it on fire and suck it into your lungs, that's where the real damage comes. And so there are other options out there. There are smokeless products that are very low in risk, and there are also e-cigarettes now on the market that are being talked about. Controversial for many, but significantly lower in risk than the deadly cigarette.
But Scott, there's still risk.
Yeah, there's still risk. It's like anything in our society, quite frankly. I've worked on a lot of things related to FDA regulation. Our foods have risk. We've got things that, you know, cause cancer, heart disease, cancer, other things. And we try to reduce those risks by getting rid of the cholesterol and the fats and the sodium, et cetera. But they still have a certain level of risk. We're talking about a significant reduction in risk by allowing and giving these products to adult smokers who are killing themselves by smoking. They're heavily addicted. And we've got to provide them with more options to be able to make some choices about how they want to get off the deadly cigarette. And that's really, you know, we've got 480,000 premature deaths in this country due to cigarette smoking still. It is still the single most preventable cause of death, and we need to do more and focus more to help those smokers.
When you say we've got to offer them more options, who's we and how?
I think it's a society. I think it's our regulatory. I think it's mechanisms at FDA. I think it's our policymakers. I think it's the public health community recognizing that there's significant differences in risk. I think it's the companies themselves. There are many companies out there who have committed themselves to developing these lower risk products, and we need to make sure they get into the hands of adult smokers. There's this image and this thought that all tobacco products are equally harmful. It's just not the case. Technology, innovation, and competition has changed that dynamic. And I think we need to be able to provide the adult smoker in particular with those products with an understanding of what those risks and relative risks are.
For each of the products that you mentioned, though, I have seen pictures and read articles about people who, for example, that use chewing tobacco, who have had oral cancer, and people that use e-cigarettes that have had lung issues and things like that.
Well, we're talking about a changing environment. The traditional older style smokeless tobacco of years ago that was actually cured using fire and smoke caused a lot, because that increases the nitrosamine levels. It caused a lot of the oral cancers. Those are slowly disappearing because the new products, such as snus products, which is a Swedish product, actually are treated differently, they're manufactured differently, and they have very, very low risks. Same with e-cigarettes. The technology related to e-cigarettes, since they were first introduced in the market in around 2005, has changed dramatically. These products are being tested with scientific methods, and they're showing that these products are significantly lower in risk. We need to keep that up, but we need to make sure we do it with the proper regulatory oversight and not just allowing these products on the market to be sold any way they want. So there is a balance to be achieved here, and I think it's in the best interest of the American public, and particularly those who use tobacco, to have a better understanding about the risks and relative risks of what these products are.
Well, you know, as we have a new presidential administration taking office in Washington, D.C., what would you like to see the Trump administration do when it comes to these products?
Well, I think that there's an opportunity here to, I guess, not scale back per se the regulations, but to make them better and more effective for working for the American public and particularly for smokers. FDA has been, in my opinion, a little bit too overboard with the regulations and the costs associated with trying to bring these products to market, hurting a lot of small businesses. So I'm all for scaling back regulations, but it's got to be scaling back in a way that actually benefits the addicted smokers in this country. So there's some very positive things there, and there's some, but we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, I understand, but I mean I don't know a lot of health professionals, Scott, that advocate for use of any tobacco products, really.
Right, and that's what's beginning to change. I spent most of my life in working for the Heart Association and working on policy issues. And I think that what is beginning to happen because of the technology changes in particular and new companies coming into the marketplace, that we have an obligation to provide these products to people with a very clear warning that they're not, you know, completely risk-free. But that's the same kind of thing that we do with a lot of products in this country, and I think that we're beginning to relearn what are some of the strategies should be for moving forward. Because we, as I said, we've got 480,000 premature deaths in this country due to smoking, and it's the smoking that is killing people. So we need some new ideas and some new options that will allow some of these smokers to actually get off the deadly habit of smoking while maintaining their nicotine by using other alternative products.
Do you have a website with more information, Scott?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
All right, fair enough. Hey, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining
us.
Yeah,
pleasure. Right. Yep.